What a match day two we've been treated to. On Tuesday, a couple of heavyweights shared the spoils in Germany.
But here's Pulisic with a little cross towards Aubameyang. He went for the spectacular. He went to Schürrle and he's found the spectacular into the top corner with 3.5 minutes to go. Dortmund are level again.
While in England, UEFA Champions League debutants Leicester continued their dream start.
Long crossfield pass to the right flank, finding Riyad Mahrez, trying to isolate the Porto defenders. Good ball in, 1-0! It's Slimani! The Dragon Slayer is at it again against Porto.
Then on Wednesday, Atletico edged out Bayern once again.
Another chance, this time for Carrasco across goal, and this time it hits the post and goes into the back of the net. It is Atletico Madrid 1, Bayern Munich 0.
And in Glasgow, Celtic and Manchester City played out an absolute classic.
And Sergio Aguero, great save, but it's been turned in. And Manchester City, a level again. It's a third equaliser for Manchester City. It's Celtic 3, Manchester City 3.
Elsewhere, there were match day two wins for Tottenham, Sporting, Copenhagen, Sevilla, Juventus, Barcelona, Arsenal, Paris Saint-Germain and Napoli. We'll hear from key players and head coaches, including Gareth Bale, Claudio Ranieri and Theo Walcott, as we analyse all of the action right here on UEFA Champions League Match Day Live. Hello, I'm Rob Daly. Alongside me is European football expert Chris Parrott on tonight's show. Chris, what a great match day two we've had. So many goals as well.
Yeah, goal-laden, goals galore, call it what you like. No 0-0 draws anywhere across Europe or on
good.
Tuesday.
Oh,
yeah, exactly the way we like it. But some goal of the group stage contenders. Big wins as well for particularly the likes of Atletico against Bayern, Leicester making it two wins out of two, and the likes of Napoli and Juventus hitting four goals. I think the big boys are beginning to really hit their straps now, and for a number of teams have made it two wins out of two. They're off to a wonderful start in this season's competition.
Plenty more from Chris on the way. Let's start with a classified check of all of Match Day 2's results. On Tuesday, Group E, CSKA Moskva 0, Tottenham 1, Monaco 1, Leverkusen 1. Group F, Borussia Dortmund 2, Real Madrid 2, Sporting 2, Legia 0. Group G, Leicester 1, Porto 0, Copenhagen 4, Club Brugge 0. And in Group H, Sevilla 1, Lyon 0, Dinamo Zagreb 0, Juventus 4. Wednesday, Group A, Arsenal 2, Basel 0, Ludogorets 1, Paris Saint-Germain 3. Group B, Besiktas 1, Dinamo Kiev 1, Napoli 4, Benfica 2. Group C, Borussia Mönchengladbach 1, Barcelona 2, Celtic 3, Manchester City 3. And in Group D, Atletico 1-0 winners over Bayern, Rostov 2, PSV Eindhoven 2. Well, let's start our review with Tuesday's action, where Borussia Dortmund hosted Real Madrid in Group F. And this one was watched by Richard Connolly.
Modric has it and plays the outlet pass beautifully with the outside of his right boot to Benzema. And the ball infield, and they're flooding forward here, Real Madrid. Kroos wide to the right-hand side. James with the ball in. Ronaldo and Bale are both there. Ronaldo's there! Drives it in for Real Madrid! A wonderful counter-attacking goal and the Champions lead. Here's the free kick. Guerrero takes it, hits it well. It was moving. Oh, the goalkeeper's made a mess of it. And Aubameyang has got his goal. It's level in Dortmund. A mistake by Keylor Navas. And in. And Real Madrid have taken the lead. And Rafael Varane has scored. A terrific ball in from the left-hand side. Whipped in. The header came back off the frame of the goal, and Varane was the poacher. But here's Pulisic with a little cross towards Aubameyang. He went for the spectacular. He went to Schürrle, and he's found the spectacular into the top corner from André Schürrle. With 3.5 minutes to go, Dortmund are level again.
Well, it was a very special game indeed, and Real Madrid still in six visits to Borussia Dortmund are yet to pick up a win. Dortmund's goalscorer André Schürrle said the side will always back themselves to score no matter the opponents.
we know we have a special team and we know we have the quality to score against each team. And yeah, today it was like this, and always to score a late equaliser is like a feeling of winning, and so it's a 1 point.
Well, Chris Parrott, it feels like neither side was quite content with the draw, despite the fact it was an absolute thriller and it could have gone either way.
Yeah, exactly, which I think, you know, both coaches, Zinedine Zidane and Thomas Tuchel, said as much post-match. And I think that just goes to show exactly how much those coaches think of their respective teams. Of course, Real Madrid are the defending champions, but, you know, Dortmund have a very young side. Again, they lost a big player in the summer in Mats Hummels, but, you know, they... At home in particular, they are totally fearless, and you knew it was going to be an entertaining game. It didn't disappoint. I thought Ousmane Dembele at 19 was absolutely outstanding. And you always wondered whether this young Dortmund side believed that they could go up against one of the really big boys and beat them. They didn't win, but they showed that absolutely they do believe in themselves. And I think that going forward for Dortmund is a very good sign.
Three teenagers really shone for them as well. Emre Moore, Ousmane Dembele, as you mentioned, and Christian Pulisic, the United States international. Let's hear from Real Madrid's Gareth Bale, an established star who had mixed feelings after the game.
Yeah, we felt we played very well. We had a game plan coming here. We know it's a difficult stadium, and we know you have to defend at certain points in the game. But we thought we played very well. But yeah, disappointing to concede in the last few minutes. But we'll bounce back. We'll keep fighting, and on to the next game.
Gareth Bale speaking there after full-time. Also in their group, Sporting with the 2-0 win over Legia. Brian Ruiz with the opener. Bastos with the second on 37 minutes. Very comfortable for Sporting. Dortmund topped the group with 4 points as things stand, with Real Madrid in second. Sporting third with 3, and Legia are bottom of the section, waiting for their first point since returning to UEFA Champions League football after a long absence. Dortmund go to Sporting next. Real Madrid will host Legia on match day 3. Our second feature match was on Tuesday, Leicester against Porto in England. Our commentator for this one, Mark Scott.
Long crossfield pass to the right flank, finding Riyad Mahrez, trying to isolate the Porto defenders. Good ball in, 1-0. It's Slimani. The Dragon Slayer is at it again against Porto. Lovely ball in from Mahrez. Slimani this time made no mistake with the free header from close range. And it is Leicester 1, Porto 0.
Well, a memorable night for Leicester's supporters. They actually came into the game under a cloud following a heavy defeat in the Premier League to Manchester United. And manager Claudio Ranieri was pleased with the way they responded.
It was a very good performance after Manchester defeat. It was important, a good answer. And we were very, very solid, concentrated, strong. And I'm very, very pleased with our match.
I mean, Chris, given the nature of Leicester's Premier League performances so far, they haven't really hit their stride. Very impressive the manner in which they've gone about their group campaign so far.
It's been perfect, Rob. First English side ever to win their first two UEFA Champions League matches. They've kept two clean sheets. It's more the way that we saw them play last season en route to the title, and they already have a 5-point cushion to third-placed Porto in this section.
Well, we say 10 points should generally is enough, isn't it? Very rarely it's not enough.
Absolutely, and their key players are performing. Riyad Mahrez again was outstanding. Slimani, yeah, who scored so many goals against Porto of Sporting, looks a really good acquisition, and they are wonderfully well-placed, Leicester City. It's been a dream start in this competition for them.
The other game in the group saw Copenhagen beat Club Brugge 4-0. Midfielder Thomas Delaney was one of their goal scorers, and he said it was a memorable night for himself and the club.
It's an amazing experience. I feel like I was born in this club, so I feel a great responsibility for everything here. And nights like these, I'll always remember them. And it's great knowing that in January I'm leaving, and now I have the opportunity to have experiences like this. It's amazing.
Joining Werder Bremen in the winter, Chris, was his stunning strike, sort of a 30-metre volley, the best goal of the tournament so far? I'm struggling to think of something to match it.
I think it was. There were a lot on Tuesday night, actually, but it was glorious. It was one of those that he hit, and 99 times out of 100, it doesn't go in. But this one flew into the top corner. But they were great. 4-0, and they missed the penalty. Biggest ever win in the UEFA Champions League for Copenhagen.
And they have 4 points. Second behind Leicester with 6. Porto only have 1 so far. And Club Brugge are looking to get off the mark. Club Brugge take on Porto next. What a big game for Leicester. If they beat Copenhagen at home on match day 3, my word, they're almost into the round of 16. Meanwhile, Tottenham registered their first win of the competition this season after a 1-0 success over CSKA Moskva. The goal came from a familiar source with Heung-min Son, registering his 5th of the month.
This is so difficult game away Russia, you know. This is cold, long travel. It's not easy, but we are very happy. And I think my goal was a bit also lucky, and great pass from Coco Lamela. And I'm so thankful for teammate.
Well, Chris, he really has stepped up in the absence of the injured Harry Kane. Do you think he might get a run up top? Vincent Janssen hasn't quite yet been firing for his new club.
Possibly. I mean, at the moment, he's sort of playing in one of those three behind, and he's relishing that role. It was a difficult first season following his move from Leverkusen, but he's a very talented footballer. We always know that, and he's really come of age in his second season. Big win, first ever trip to Moscow, first ever European game in CSKA Moskva's new stadium, and Tottenham with a party poopers, and having lost to Monaco on match day 1, it was a massive win. They've been so good again in the Premier League, Mauricio Pochettino's team, and at a second time of asking, they translated that domestic form into the European stage. Great win for them.
Meanwhile, Monaco managed to get a late goal to draw 1-1 with Leverkusen. Glick's strike in added time, cancelling out that of Chicharito on 73 minutes. So Monaco are top of the group at the moment. Spurs with 3 points, 1 behind them. Then Leverkusen on 2, then CSKA on 1. Now, we knew this group was going to be even, but we're in for a cracking section in Group E. Leverkusen host Spurs next, and Monaco go to CSKA Moskva. Group H, Dinamo Zagreb 0, Juventus 4. Very impressive from the Italian champions.
Hugely impressive, and three of their big summer signings scoring the goal. Pjanic and Higuain with their first European goals for Juventus. Dani Alves as well, and Paulo Dybala. You asked me whether the Copenhagen midfielder's goal was the best. Well, Dybala's was close. It was a top corner from 30 metres as well. He was outstanding. Juve looked really good, and having been held by Sevilla on match day 1, I think this was the Juventus that you expect. Another clean sheet, that's still their basis. They still have Buffon and Barzagli and Chiellini and Bonucci, but now they have world-class forwards, particularly Higuain. And I think, for me, yes, they haven't played a big, big side yet, but I consider them as contenders for this season's UEFA Champions League.
Meanwhile, in the same group, Sevilla beat Lyon 1-0. Ben Yedder with the only goal of that game. Man of the match, though, went to midfielder Sami Nasri. He felt a win was crucial to their chances of reaching the knockout stages.
It was really important to win that game, especially because our next two games is against Dinamo Zagreb. So it was really important to beat Lyon. It is supposed to be our rival for the second spot. The club is really ambitious, and I think they have enough of the Europa League and want to go through the group stage. So it was really important for us to win that game. And we did it. It was a good game. And today we're really happy about this victory.
Should Sevilla really be seeing themselves as second favourites to go through into the next round with Juve?
Yeah, I think so, which is why it was crucially important, particularly because Lyon won on match day 1, that Lyon didn't win against Sevilla. Otherwise, they really would have been well behind the eight ball. But I think Sami Nasri is going to be a big player for Sevilla. So desperate, of course, not to be in the UEFA Europa League, despite winning it for the last 3 years on the trot. And that victory has given them a massive boost, I think. But for me, I think it will be between Sevilla and Lyon for second place behind Juve, which makes that return on match day 6 in France is going to be pretty special.
Sevilla go to Dinamo Zagreb next. Zagreb bottom of the section with 9 points. Juve and Sevilla both have 4. Lyon host Juve on match day 3. Okay, next on Match Day Live, we have analysis and reaction from Wednesday night's matches.
Dizemos não ao racismo.
Nein zum Rassismus.
Nein til Rassismus.
Non au racisme.
Nein til Rassismus.
Non al racisme.
Cristiano Ronaldo, Manuel Neuer, Zlatan Ibrahimovic, Vincent Kompany, Caroline Sagar and Lionel Messi are just a few of the European football stars saying no to racism. European football united against racism. Respect.
You're listening to UEFA Champions League Match Day Live.
You're listening to Match Day Live with Chris Parrott and me, Rob Daly. Our review of Wednesday's Match 2 action begins at the Vicente Calderon, where Atletico played Bayern, and Steve Wyeth was your commentator.
Another chance, this time for Carrasco across goal, and this time it hits the post and goes into the back of the net. It is Atletico Madrid 1, Bayern Munich 0. Felipe Luis still forward, and Vidal goes flying into a challenge, and Felipe Luis has won his team a penalty. Griezmann against Neuer. Left-footed against the crossbar. He had the opportunity to finish off the game, did Antoine Griezmann. He couldn't take it.
Well, only one goal on the night, Steve Wyeth, but it was a special one from Carrasco.
It was, yeah. We sort of anticipated a game of few goals, but actually it was a game of many, many chances. The only one that was taken was 10 minutes before the break. It was a splendid left-footed shot from Yannick Carrasco, who was deservedly voted the man of the match and was humble in his position as match winner, saying, "I've been very lucky that the ball went in after hitting the post. I'm very happy. It was a better strike than that."
I don't think he had his girlfriend in the crowd to kiss, much like he did in the UEFA Champions League final. But what impressed you most about Atletico, Steve?
Defensive resilience. The same thing that impresses us just about every time we see them play, especially at the Vicente Calderon. A 13th clean sheet in their last 14 home games in the UEFA Champions League. Only Benfica have scored against them during that run.
Wow.
And perhaps, with the benefit of hindsight, we should say this result isn't a surprise. Atletico keep a clean sheet at home, and Bayern fail to win away from home again in the UEFA Champions League. They've only won two of their last 11.
Yeah, 1-0 to the Atletico maybe should be the chant. But they are more than defensively resilient. Carrasco scored a brilliant goal, actually. And you know, last season in the semi-final, these two met, and São Niguez, in a 1-0 win, scored another brilliant goal. They seem to conjure up moments from somebody going forward to score, and then they are so good at the back. Oblak made another outstanding save early on from Thomas Müller. He's turning into a world-class goalkeeper. Diego Godin just looks so good at the back. And with Felipe Luis and Juanfran as the fullbacks, they get forward. They look a really complete team again. And if anybody doubted whether Atletico would be there at the business end of the UEFA Champions League, a long way to go, but the result on Wednesday is evidence that they should be considered as massive contenders to win this competition.
It's like, if you do get through, there's Jan Oblak then,
yeah,
the last line of defence, and he can produce something special. Steve, what sort of further reaction are we getting to this game?
From the Bayern camp, Arjen Robben, who came on as a late substitute and looked to make inroads, described Bayern's performance as having played aggressively and they created chances, but you need to take those opportunities in games like these. He's absolutely right. Manuel Neuer summed it up pretty well, actually. Atletico showed a killer instinct tonight. We didn't. We have another chance to beat them in Munich. That game coming up on match day 6. And it could well be a game that decides who finishes top of the group.
Certainly. Steve, thinking about your man of the match, I'm going to be asking you that in a moment. Rostov, meanwhile, drew 2-2 with PSV Eindhoven after leading the game twice, the Russian side, in their first home group stage game in the competition. Rostov host Atletico next, while PSV go to Bayern. And Atletico and Bayern, of course, after the result today, it means that Atletico move on to 6 points in that group. Our second feature match on Wednesday saw the Scottish champion Celtic host Manchester City. Our commentator was Adam Summerton.
Just about everybody is back defending for Manchester City, and it comes from Sinclair towards the back post, into a great area. Celtic lead 1-0. What a start here! Just over 2 minutes on the clock, and arriving in there was Moussa Dembele. Breaks for Gundogan, driven in, and breaks in the area, and there's the equalising goal. Fernandinho with it. Here comes Celtic again here with Rogic charging through the midfield. Sinclair goes through the middle. Tierney coming up from left back. It's Tierney in the area, and it's deflected off Sterling and in. Raheem Sterling's made a great run through the middle. Can he finish it? Great composure. Equalising goal from Raheem Sterling. Brilliantly constructed move by Manchester City. It got Raheem Sterling in behind, and then he had the presence of mind to control it inside the area on his left and passed it home right-footed. It's Celtic 2, Manchester City 2. Cross comes in from the left-hand side, and it's formed through for Dembele! It's another one! It's just remarkable what we're seeing here at Celtic Park, right at the start of the second half. A Sergio Aguero, great save, but it's been turned in. And Manchester City are level again. It was Nolito who followed up on the rebound, the shot by Aguero, and he passed it into the back of the net. It's a third equaliser for Manchester City. It's Celtic 3, Manchester City 3.
It will go down as the UEFA Champions League Classic. We'll hear from Adam Summerton shortly, but first, Manchester City manager Pep Guardiola.
I'm pleased to recover. So it's Champions League, it's 90 minutes. You know, you cannot dominate it. That's when it was a big challenge for us to win today, to make a bigger step forward, to qualify for the finals. But we needed it from the beginning after the draw. The people support them. So when the people say, we have to play with 12 players, so Celtic de Glasgow play with 12 players.
Well, Pep Guardiola drops points as Manchester City manager for the first time. Let's hear from one of Celtic's heroes on the night, Moussa Dembélé.
Yeah, we started forward, you know. I think against Barcelona, you know, we stood back and we let them play. And today we show that we can play as well and cause team problems and be aggressive. And that's what we show today, and that's what we got our result.
OK, let's cross to our commentator for this one now, Adam Summerton. Adam, I saw there were lots of chances for City late on, but did Celtic deserve their draw?
Yeah, I think so. Just for the way that they approached the game, it was night and day, really, in contrast to the performance at the Camp Nou. They were so direct and energetic and really pressing against Manchester City, and they deserve a heap of credit for their performance. Manchester City, maybe unusual to see them quite as open as they were, but it was just a fantastic game, a great contest. Maybe City might have won it right at the end, but I think Celtic deserved the point that they got.
Adam, we've heard from a couple of people from the game in Guardiola and Dembélé. What other reaction have you been getting to this one from Glasgow?
Yeah, Scott Sinclair has said the fans were right behind us and the atmosphere was unbelievable. That's what spurred us on. We kept going forward and creating chances. We keep improving. We learned from the Barcelona defeat. We took the negatives out of it and performed tonight. Brendan Rodgers has had quite a bit to say. Pleased we got something from the game. Felt we could have won it. The support was amazing. That combination of the atmosphere and the performance made it a difficult night for them. City is a team everyone has talked about with a top-class manager, but it's arguable the way our players played was a great credit to us. To perform like that at this level, they deserve a great amount of credit. He thought the performance from the team together as a unit was absolutely outstanding. Disappointed, though, with the goals that they conceded. A bit of luck with the first one, but not a negative night, he was keen to stress, Brendan Rodgers.
OK, Adam, thank you. We'll get your man of the match very shortly indeed. Borussia Mönchengladbach, meanwhile, beaten 2-1 at home by Barcelona. The German side led at half-time through Thorgan Hazard, the brother of Edin, but Barcelona struck twice into the second half. Arda Turan, a sub, and Gerard Piqué grabbing the winner roughly 16 minutes from the end. City go to Barcelona next, and Celtic host Gladbach, a big opportunity for Brendan Rodgers in that one. Barcelona top with two wins from two. Okay, let's turn our attention to Group A now. Arsenal with a 2-0 win against Basel. Both goals coming from Theo Walcott.
I think the intensity was there from the start. It died off towards the end, but you can understand that with all these games coming up. But again, clean sheet. We've always said we keep clean sheets. And it can't stop now. We know that. And this game's going to be forgotten about. And we need to move on to, obviously, Sunday now.
Well, he recently said he needs to be a bit more selfish, that he's learned that. And my word, it's paying off for Theo Walcott with two goals. Meanwhile, Paris Saint-Germain, Chris Parrott, had to come from behind to beat Ludogorets in the other group game. It wasn't comfortable again for Unai Emery.
No, it wasn't. The Bulgarian champions missed a penalty as well. Nathaniel put them ahead. Blaise Matuidi deservedly levelled for Paris Saint-Germain. Edison Cavani ultimately with two goals in the second half. Good brace for him, having missed a number of chances on match day one against Arsenal. He had his scoring boots on, and you know, Cosmi Motsi missed that penalty, though otherwise it would have been 2-2, and then Cavani got his second and made it 3-1. So on paper, a comfortable win, but still questions, I think, for Unai Emery and his team. But ultimately, if you're not playing to your potential and winning, that's got to be a good sign.
So on match day three, Arsenal host Ludogorets. They're top of the group at the moment, Arsenal, with 4 points. Paris Saint-Germain have the same amount of points, and they welcome Basel to the Parc des Princes. Finally, Group B, Besiktas 1, Dynamo Kiev 1. The away side having to come from a goal down from Ricardo Quaresma to get themselves a draw. Napoli, meanwhile, Chris, they're looking strong to reach the round of 16 as things stand.
Yes, certainly are. Two wins from two, and because of the other results, they're well clear in
top, and they are absolutely free scoring under Maurizio Sarri, who had such a wonderful first season in charge last term, took them into the UEFA Champions League. They score for fun, 4-0 up inside an hour. Dries Mertens with a couple, Arkadiusz Milik with yet another goal, his first season in Naples, he's been flying. Benfica got two back from two substitutes, Guedes and Salvio, but weren't really ever in the game. And I tell you what, I think Napoli, they look well set for the round of 16, and if they continue to score as many as they do, they might take some stopping.
Maurizio Sarri, though, the Napoli boss, not satisfied as yet. This is what he's had to say after the game. In terms of performance, we belong. In terms of mentality, we need to grow. This was a game that 4-0 we needed to put on ice, but we got distracted. If this had been a knockout tie, we'd have put ourselves in a fine old mess.
I love Sarri, though. This is his first season coaching in this competition, and he's taking it like a duck to water.
Napoli host Besiktas next, while Benfica go to Dinamo Kiev in that group. So Napoli in firm control with 6 points. Besiktas with two. Benfica, Dinamo Kiev both on one. Okay, guys, final stages of the show here on Matchday Live. It is time for some discussion on Man of the Match performances. Chris, I'm going to get your outstanding performer from Tuesday in a moment. Steve Wyeth, first of all, Man of the Match and why from Atletico against Bayern. There's many candidates for this, I suspect.
Yeah, I'm going to go for one maybe who's not entirely obvious, Saul. I just thought he was everywhere, Saul Niguez tonight, and he sort of epitomised, really, the Diego Simeone mentality. He's one of the younger of the more established players, and you get the sense he's the one that might pass it on to the next generation.
OK, Chris, from Tuesday's games, outstanding performer.
Slimani, I think, because he had a moment of quality, got Leicester's goal, and it's so fabulous to see them in their first ever season, the English champions, flying two in some two. Although Higuain was my captain in fantasy, and he scored, so I should give him a shout out.
You certainly should. I had Carrasco on the bench as well. Adam Summerton, your man of the match from Celtic Manchester City. So many goals, so many candidates.
Yeah, there are lots of candidates, but I think to score two goals against Manchester City, you probably have to give it to Moussa Dembele, particularly for the quality of that second goal right at the start of the second half. Overhead kick, lovely finish. So, yeah, I give it to Moussa Dembele.
Adam, thank you very much. Thank you very much, gents. That's all we have time for on UEFA Champions League Matchday Live after what's been a thoroughly entertaining Match Day 2. On Tuesday, the European heavyweights Dortmund and Real Madrid played out a thrilling 2-2 draw after a late André Schürrle equaliser, and the English champions Leicester made it two wins out of two as they edged out Porto 1-0. Then on Wednesday, Atletico once again saw off visitors Bayern 1-0 in a repeat of last season's semi-final first leg. And in Glasgow, Manchester City came from behind three times to earn that 3-3 draw with Celtic in what was a UEFA Champions League classic. Elsewhere, there were match day two wins for Spurs, Sporting, Copenhagen, Sevilla, Juve, Barca, Arsenal, Paris Saint-Germain and Napoli. Join us Tuesday, the 18th of October, 19:30 CET, Spurs trip to Leverkusen. And on Wednesday, the 19th of October, it's that small matter of Pep's return to the Camp Nou as it's Manchester City against Barcelona. You can hear that on UEFA.com. But for now, from Chris Parrott, Steve Wyeth, Adam Summerton and myself, Rob Daly, it's goodbye.
Another chance, this time for Carrasco across goal, and this time it hits the post and goes into the back of the net. It is Atletico Madrid 1, Bayern Munich 0.
Just about everybody is back defending for Manchester City, and it comes from Sinclair towards the back post, into a great area, Celtic lead 1-0. What a start here, just over 2 minutes on the clock, and arriving in there was Moussa Dembele. Breaks for Gundogan, driven in, and breaks in the area, and there's the equalising goal, Fernandinho with it. Here comes Celtic again here with Rogic charging through the midfield, Sinclair goes through the middle, Tierney coming up from left back, it's Tierney in the area, and it's deflected off Sterling and in! Raheem Sterling's made a great run through the middle, can he finish it? Great composure, equalising goal from Raheem Sterling! Brilliantly constructed move by Manchester City. It got Raheem Sterling in behind, and then he had the presence of mind to control it inside the area on his left and passed it home right-footed. It's Celtic 2, Manchester City 2. Cross comes in from the left-hand side, and it's falling through for Dembele! It's another one! It's just remarkable what we're seeing here at Celtic Park, right at the start of the second half, and the goals just keep on coming. And now David Silva and Sergio Aguero, great save, but it's been turned in! And Manchester City, a level again! It was Nolito who followed up on the rebound, the shot by Aguero, and he passed it into the back of the net. It's a third equaliser for Manchester City. It's Celtic 3, Manchester City 3.
You've been listening to UEFA Champions League Matchday Live.